With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hamas has freed 12 hostages and Israel has released 30 Palestinian prisoners on the fifth day of a fragile ceasefire in the Gaza war. Mediators are meeting in Qatar in hopes of extending the truce, which is due to end after one more exchange Wednesday night. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, Pentagon press secretary, says there is a priority for the U.S. in this conflict.
Within the contours of understanding the importance of protecting civilian lives, innocent civilian lives, while at the same time going after the terrorist group Hamas that inflicted pain and suffering not only on the Israeli people but on the Palestinian people, that will continue to be a priority for us.
The United States has warned Israel that it must fight more surgically and avoid further mass displacement of Palestinians in its war against Hamas to avoid a humanitarian crisis. New license plates in Kansas are being pulled from production. Ed Donahue reports.
The plates are mostly gold with some blue. The bottom features the first half of the Kansas State motto, "To the Stars." Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is stopping production. The descriptions of the plates include the words ugly and drab. Chris Kobach, the state's Republican Attorney General, tweeted, "The design looks like a New York plate." A driver quoted by a Kansas City TV station says it looks like the black and gold colors of the University of Missouri, once the arch nemesis of the University of Kansas. Kelly initially praised the new design as promoting the state's optimism. She promises an eventual public vote on several possible license plate designs. I'm Ed Donahue.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says an offer from Hunter Biden to testify publicly before Congress doesn't satisfy a subpoena they sent him amid an impeachment inquiry into his father, President Biden. This is SRN News. The Canadian government condemns Christmas.
The country's Human Rights Commission says letting everybody take the holiday off is an example of, quote, present-day systemic religious discrimination. The HRC says because the government recognizes a Christian holiday, it is discriminating against everybody else. A report from the commission adds that, quote, religious intolerance is deeply rooted in our identity as a settler colonial state. It does not appear, however, that Canada will be canceling Christmas this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Hamas attack on Israel and the pro-Palestinian rallies that followed have rattled Jews living in Europe. In Germany, Jewish school students no longer wear their uniforms and field trips have been canceled. In other countries, Jews are no longer calling taxis and hesitate to order deliveries to their homes. Hebrew speaking in public is also fading, and a growing number of European Jews wonder if they should move to Israel. This is SRN News. Google announces an energy breakthrough.
Google says an advanced geothermal project has started pumping carbon-free electricity into the Nevada electric grid to feed Google data centers there. Google and Houston-based Fervo Energy partnered to develop next-generation geothermal power that runs 24 hours a day. Fervo says getting electrons onto the grid for the first time is a milestone that many new energy companies never reach. Rich Thomason reporting.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is backing a plan to expand beyond a three-county school voucher program for low-income children by offering public money for private schooling statewide, regardless of family income. The GOP-led State House narrowly approved the Education Savings Accounts Initiative in 2019. It awards eligible families about $8,100. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.